Myth number 8. The myth is that I can't afford to hire an attorney to do my estate plan. The reality is that you and I generally find a way to pay for those things that we consider to be important. It's generally the case that attorneys are not inexpensive, but it's my experience and your experience that most of us find a way to pay for things we value and see as important in our lives. Here's another personal experience to make the point. Earlier this year, I met with a very nice married couple. At the beginning of our meeting, while we were getting to know each other, the husband and wife told me about their world travels. Both were retired. They had saved over the years so that they were in a position to travel and vacation often. While they were not wealthy by any means, they were debt-free and they had adequate retirement income and savings, and they were in a position to enjoy themselves. When we got to the legal consultation part of the meeting, I learned about their family and many other personal details, including their objectives for the years ahead, their values, and what they hope to achieve through their planning. When I had sufficient information to understand what type of customized planning we could do for them, I explained the highlights of such planning, including a few different options. Finally, I quoted them the fees for the different options. At the end of the meeting, the couple nicely informed me that my fees were higher than what they were able to afford, quote unquote, and we parted on friendly terms. Here's a few observations from this example. First, I admit that I'm not the least expensive option for estate planning in my area, but neither am I the most expensive, not by any means. Even so, the fee I quoted this couple for the most expensive of the options I presented them was significantly less than just one of their many world adventures. Am I suggesting they needed to choose between a valid, carefully drafted, and customized estate plan and their dreams of traveling the world? No, not at all. At most, perhaps they might have had to postpone just one of their adventures for a few months to pay for that comprehensive plan, and more likely, they could have afforded to have done the estate plan without even the slightest variation in their travel schedules. Next, the real issue was likely that this couple simply didn't see the value of doing their planning at this time. Or at least they didn't value the planning as much as they valued more travels to Asia, Europe, South America, and other points of the globe. Estate planning was just not their priority, so they pushed it aside and used the, quote, we can't afford it excuse. Most often, we find ways to pay for things we value, and that's why it's common to see satellite TV dishes on apartments in even poor areas of town, and why impoverished folks often carry iPhones and eat out on a regular basis. Next, if estate planning isn't a priority, its cost, whatever they may be, will always be too much. And that principle applies to really anything. Conversely, I visit with people who understand the realities and the importance of proper planning. For them, it's the priority, whether they're young or old, healthy or ill. In those instances, I can quote just about any fee I choose, and they're willing to pay. It's just a matter of priorities. Now, parenthetically, attorneys are bound by ethical rules and other guidelines that mandate that legal fees are always reasonable in relation to the services being provided. I, as do most attorneys, take these rules very seriously. I would never charge an unreasonable fee just because I might be able to do so. Rather, I'm simply making the point that price is really not a consideration for those serious about getting competent professional help and in doing their estate planning. To analogize, if you have a serious medical problem and are desperate to find help and answers, you don't call around for the least expensive physician. You look for the best possible help, and you do it very quickly. On the topic of what you and I can afford for legal services, in the context of estate planning and business planning, this is very much like preventative dental or medical care. It's often much less expensive in the short and long term to pay for professional help up front rather than to pay for consequential damage and problems that may follow down the road. It's better, easier, and far less expensive and less painful to get regular medical checkups, to eat healthy and exercise, and even to undergo minor preventative medical procedures than to tell ourselves, quote, I can't afford to consult with a doctor, unquote, and carry on with normal routines and habits, but then end up needing open-heart surgery. It's obviously the same with dental care and even car maintenance. These same concepts apply to estate planning. It may be much less expensive to do the work and planning along the way, including regular upkeep and maintenance, than to deal with cleaning up a significant issue down the road, such as disability, or leaving others the unenviable and unwanted task of cleaning up our messes after our disability or death.